more elevator music from space.
No. Aerial 54 in high fidelity stereophonic, supersonic, electronic.
listening to Mike. The Chill Show here on 94.7 FM. Cupid Deluxe, Blood Orange's latest album. We played Uncle Ace. We went to a song by Teed, Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs of the Garden. That was a Calibri remix. Para for Cuva did Wicked Games. And Rudimental started things off with Spoons. We found that on an album called Home.
You know, I've heard enough covers of Wicked Games that I just didn't even really...
realize it was that song?
No, I did. It's pretty obvious when the vocals come in. But they do such a good job on this remix that I had to put it in. It's just, I know it's worn out. A lot of
There's
people
so many
it.
Remixes of that song out there. You know, it's like people rediscovered it.
Yeah, but this one's a good one. They've done the instrumental interpretation is just great. One of the better ones redos of this song that I've heard in a long time.
Chris and Isaac's got to be hating it though.
I think he'd probably really give a nod to Anna Nakhlab's vocals on this one, though. So, Parak for Kua, hats off to them for actually doing an old, overdone remake of a great track, but doing a good job of it.
You know,
a little too late, though.
He wrote some really good music back and before this album even came out.
Before his TV show?
Yeah, before he was on Twin Peaks. Is that what you're talking about? Or
No. There was a Chris Isaac TV show.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know.
I never saw it, actually. Huh? I never saw it. I just assumed it was bad. I don't know. Maybe it was. He's such a good showman, though. Maybe... Anyway, enough about Chris Isaac.
All right, we're enough about it. We're done dissing.
That's right.
All right, we're going to play some music here from Chris Malinchak. We've been playing some music from him for a while. They finally released an EP. I don't know why it's taking so long. I mean, I don't really get these release dates anymore. You know, it's in the internet age. I don't think there's any really date anymore where stuff gets released. It gets kind of leaked out there. Singles are floating around, and then finally they release an EP. It's like, okay, whatever.
The internet's a great place, Mike. There's no more black and white.
Is that it?
I don't know. Yeah.
I still haven't gotten a color monitor, though, so.
There it is.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play a song of Chris Malinchak's called So Good to Me. Check it out.